Welcome back to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio, where Joanna Files of Berry and Lambert Solicitors is explaining all about property and financial deputyship orders. So Joanna, is it a costly process?
In short, yes. So the Court of Protection actually sets the legal costs that we can charge, and it's currently set at £950 plus VAT for a straightforward application, and the court fee on top of that is £371. If the application is more complex, legal costs can be agreed or assessed by the court. Thereafter, there are ongoing court supervision fees, which will be set depending on the level of supervision required.
So once an order has been granted, how is it monitored by the court?
So as the court doesn't know the applicant and it's not someone that was previously chosen by the individual, there are certain safeguards in place to protect them. For example, the deputy must take out a bond, which is like an insurance policy to indemnify the person in the event of any mismanagement of their affairs by the deputy. In addition, the deputy is monitored by the Office of the Public Guardian, and as mentioned earlier, they must submit a report annually. It is important that deputies keep financial records on an ongoing basis and where possible retain receipts and bank statements and invoices, as the court or the Office of the Public Guardian may answer these later to be submitted after the report.
So our listeners may know about powers of attorney. How do they differ from a deputyship order?
With lasting powers of attorney or enduring powers of attorney, the person making or granting the power makes a choice. They choose who their attorneys are. With deputyship orders, because the person has already lost capacity at that stage, the choice is removed from them. It's whoever's making the application on their behalf. In terms of which is better, it really depends on the individual and how they want their affairs to be managed. Personally, I would probably prefer a lasting power of attorney because I prefer to have that choice to select who my attorneys are and give them guidance on how I would like my affairs to be managed later on in life.
Finally, are there any other issues to be considered?
I think it's really important to take a proactive approach to later life planning and here at least look into the possibility of making lasting powers of attorney. By comparison, deputyship orders are generally more costly than LPAs and certainly more time consuming. The hardest part of my job is when we take calls from people who have already lost capacity and try to explain this process and how long and how much it's going to cost to the family or friends can be quite difficult.
Thank you so much. That really is so interesting because it's often these emotive times, people have other things to think about, that actually pre-planning ahead is even more important than in other topics. Well, thank you so much, Joanna, for being our Legal Eagle. That's been some invaluable advice for many listeners. If you want to know more, do contact the friendly and approachable team here at berryandlamberts.co.uk and join us next month for Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.